This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going to Boca Chica, Texas. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We've been waiting for a decision by the FAA. Permission for Starbase to launch Starship in the next steps towards the moon and Mars. The decision is in. Bob is here. He has the white envelope. He's opening it now. Drum roll, Bob. And the decision is. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, truthfully, there really isn't a decision. This is the federal government and the Biden administration, I think, kicking things down the road, kicking the can down the road. After almost a half a year delays, however, the Federal Aviation Administration this week finally released its environmental reassessment of SpaceX's operations at Boca Chica, Texas. And the whole reason they had to do a reassessment of the environmental impact statement for this facility is because originally they weren't going to launch Starship here. Yeah, and now they are. They want to, at least. And so the FAA spent 6 months delaying and finally released this report in which it determined, and let me quote, the FAA determined that the proposed action, this is what SpaceX wants to do, would not result in significant environmental consequences. Close quote. And so this thing is about 200 pages long, and they spend a lot of time talking about how, oh, it could cause problems here and there and everywhere, but they basically have concluded, nope, it's not going to really cause a lot of problems. SpaceX's proposed action includes a lot of mitigation effects to ease the concerns of the government. And so what the FAA has basically said is, all right, we'll give you now permission to submit an application to launch. In other words, they don't have any launch permits for this. None at all. They still can't launch. They now can apply to the FAA for some actual launch licenses. The report did also include what they called the no action alternative. They didn't eliminate this. This reassessment gives the executive branch of the federal government, in other words, Joe Biden and the White House, the option to override the FAA's approval and then simply tell SpaceX, nope, you cannot do anything. When your current license expires in May of next year, you will not be able to do anything else. It's Boca Chica. You'll be able to shut down operations. Now, that hasn't been chosen, but the Biden administration has the option, according to the FAA. What this essentially says is that SpaceX has got to do a lot of stuff to keep the federal government happy. It might continue to still operate, but its own proposed operations, it has trimmed down what it was going to originally do. SpaceX was talking about launching maybe every month a test launch of Starship. They now say they'll only do 5 launches, orbital launches a year at this location. It does limit what they can accomplish, and it does suggest strongly, by SpaceX's own words in this reassessment, that they are already beginning the process of trimming down operations of Boca Chica and will shift the main operation of Starship to Kennedy.
All right,
their facilities.
Let's go to Kennedy, Florida. Because there's news from Kennedy about Astra and a launch failure. What is Astra, Bob?
Astra is one of the small sat rocket companies that's trying to become operational. They've actually had success and launched satellites into orbit, but they were attempting to launch 2 hurricane monitoring CubeSats, experimental CubeSats for NASA this past weekend. And the launch was a failure. It actually was the second launch failure in their last 3 launches since the beginning of the year. The previous failure occurred when, after the first stage finished its job successfully and separated from the upper stage, the fairing did not release properly, and that caused the failure in the previous launch in February. In this launch, the first stage worked once again perfectly. They separated, the fairing released properly, and at that point, the upper stage engine fired and then cut off prematurely so that the rocket began to tumble and did not get into orbit. So this is this second failure. Failure in 3 launches this year. The previous failure in February, they did their investigation, figured out what was wrong, and resumed launches in just over 5 weeks. They did a launch in March. And so we can hope that Astra will do the same thing again. Their stock plunged after this failure. That doesn't mean the company's dead. NASA is still, and other customers are still committed to using them. because if successful, they provide a very low-cost option for CubeSats. And the CubeSat satellite industry wants lots of options to get into orbit, and Astra is one of them. That was this failure.
Another company, Momentus, private, this is commercial space, a space tug. I think that's so romantic, Bob. I think of a little tugboat churning up the Hudson River. What is a space tug?
Yes, the space tug is basically an upper stage for a CubeSat, a tiny small sat, to move it into its preferred orbit. Most CubeSats get launched as secondary payloads, and they don't really have the option to go to the orbit they'd like to go. So a whole bunch of companies, there's at least three that I can think of off the top of my head, are developing space tugs for providing small sats transportation to their preferred orbits. Momentus is one. It launched a few weeks ago. It's Vigoride tug on a SpaceX launch, and it had a bunch of satellites on it that it was going to tug to their locations. But unfortunately, it had communication problems shortly after launch, and its solar panels didn't deploy properly. And so it managed to, deploy at least three objects, a total of six small sats, but a whole number of other small sats were not deployed. This was a test first launch. They plan to do another one in November with more scheduled next year. You know, it's the first time, so they had problems. They're going to have to get those fixed, John.
We go to Stratolaunch and an anomaly in a test. What happened?
Yep, we got a whole bunch of tests going on here of new technology. So Stratolaunch is the company that was initially building a giant airplane called Rock that they would attach rockets to put satellites into orbit. Well, they abandoned that plan. They now want to use Rock to launch reusable test bed vehicles for testing hypersonic flight. And they have an Air Force contract already to do this. But they're testing it. And they did a test flight of Rock. It was supposed to go on for about 3.5 hours. But they had to abort this test an hour and a half early because let me quote their press release. While completing rock testing operations when they were off the ground, we encountered a test result that made it clear we would not achieve all our objectives in this flight. So they made the decision to come back to the ground. They did test other things, in flight, but they didn't complete their test. And so once again, it's a test. It's developing the aircraft, which is built from two salvaged 747s, as well as the pylon that would the Talon A hypersonic vehicles would be attached to and then released. And so they need to do more tests. It didn't work this time.
And Bob, this next story strikes me as a wonderful idea, but you're going to have to describe what it looks like. A solar sail used for deorbiting small sat. What would it look like, Bob?
This is interesting because it was actually launched 6 years ago. 6 years ago, a company launched a satellite called CanX-7. It was a nanosat. It was a very tiny satellite. And it's been in orbit. It's been in orbit for the last, 6 years. However, shortly after launch, when it completed its operations in May of 2017, they released four small solar sails. You could call them drag chutes. Think of, when you're parachuting down, they release the drag chutes to slow things down, or parachutes to slow things down. That's what these four solar sails did. They released them. Each one was about a meter square. And they basically expanded the square footage of this tiny, tiny CubeSat in orbit. And what that did immediately was increase the decay of the orbit significantly, because even though it's up in space, there is still a very thin atmosphere, very thin. But it's enough to eventually cause orbits to decay, satellites to slow down and drop back to Earth. These drag sails, solar sails, slowed things down so that the thing came back after in only 5 years instead of what would have they estimate to be another 178 years. It would have been almost 200 years before this thing would have come back to Earth. Instead, it came back in only 5 years. And the company that made this, called Space Flight Labs, it's a Canadian company, they are selling this idea for CubeSat companies. You know, CubeSats can't carry engines. It's difficult for them to take other equipment. They're very, very heavy. You know, they're very small. the solar sail idea would not be very heavy and would therefore give them an option to get their satellites, once complete, you know, they completed their work, to get them out of orbit quickly. So this, that's what this company is selling, and they've had a successful test. So it's another way to get space junk out of orbit, John.
Now, here's a peculiar geopolitical story. The U.S. is pouring major weapon systems into the hands of Ukrainians, training many of them to use those weapon systems in Poland. NATO is fully committed to supporting the Kyiv government attacked by the Russian army. And yet, Bob is going to report on a barter deal between Roscosmos and NASA that puts men into space indefinitely, Bob? Is this for going forward for the ISS?
Yes. You know, Russia has already said last week that it wants to continue its partnership on ISS through at least 24. NASA, before the Ukraine war, had been trying to get the Russians to reinstitute the barter deal they used to do with the shuttle and Soyuz capsules back when the shuttle was flying, whereby one-to-one barter deal, for every American that flew on a Soyuz, a Russian would fly on an American spacecraft. Before it was the shuttle, now we have Dragon and hopefully soon Starliner capsules. And what NASA wanted was this barter deal for one major reason. It's security. It's redundancy. They want their astronauts to know how the Soyuz works, and they want Russian astronauts to know how our spacecraft work, because they are the lifeboats on ISS, and you want both everybody to be able to get into any one of them if they needed to come home in an emergency. Russia has been reluctant to sign this barter deal for a lot of reasons. When the Ukraine war came out, it looked like they might just drop it entirely. Well, since they've now admitted they're going to stay with ISS until 24, the Russian government this week gave Roscosmos permission finally to negotiate this barter deal, which means it's basically going to happen, and that means a Russian will probably fly on a Dragon this fall. Of course, everything could change drastically, depending on what happens in the Ukraine. This partnership in ISS is quite fragile politically, John.
Combined with this story, though, Bob, it seems like something is moving. Russia wants to renegotiate the ExoMars mission that was dropped some weeks ago, as I recall.
Yeah. I mean, Russia, when it comes to space, is kind of limited in what it can do on its own. It doesn't have a very effective space program anymore. It can't build anything new. It's been having struggle trying to come up with something new. It basically flies its Soyuz rockets and Proton rockets, but it can't do anything new. It hasn't been able to. But it had this partnership on ExoMars to bring the European rover to Mars. The partnership broke up about 3 weeks ago with Europe saying, we don't want to work with you anymore, Russia. Russia is proposing to restart the partnership. They want it. I don't know what Europe will do, because Russia is not a reliable partner. But Europe is also not capable of launching and landing their rover on its own. They need to find other partners to do so. They do exist, but Europe would have to search for them. So I don't know what's going to eventually happen, John. It all comes down to, though, how the Ukraine war will break out over time. That could change.
Yeah, I'm puzzling, Bob. I'm just puzzling. There have been indications that, well, you understand, we don't know about war ends. They tend to be ragged. But this looks like somebody's made a decision in the Kremlin but you know how important Roscosmos is to Russian nationalism. It's Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Beyond the Black. We're going exploring next, of course, with Bob Zimmerman and Journey to the Center of the Earth. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.